Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another weekend bite-sized political podcast. Thanks so much for your support. Thanks so much for downloading this. And also my thanks to quantumhypno.co.uk for sponsoring this. So shall we talk a little bit about Sweden? Mamma mia, Sweden. Did you know that the Eurovision Song Contest is going back there this year, 50 years since ABBA memorably won in 1974 with Waterloo? And I really like Sweden. I've been there several times. Really like Stockholm in particular. Not so keen in Malmo, but Stockholm, really nice. And of course, fascinating history to Sweden with the old Vikings and all of that. But Sweden's got a problem. Sweden has got a big, big problem. Now, Sweden has been for a long time a very left-leaning sort of libtard country. And so whenever Merkel opened the gates of Europe to the third world back in 2015, Sweden said, yeah, we'll take our share. We want to help these people. And so they did. And in they poured. And now we see even Sky News has said that, quote, Sweden is a problem. Gangs with guns and bombs are unleashing terror on the streets. How has a peaceful European country ended up the gun murder capital of the EU? Well, if only we could figure that out. Has anyone got any thoughts on how that might have happened? Let me think. Global warming? Maybe not. Could it be lack of LGBT opportunity? Maybe not. Oh, yeah. Might it be the fact that they've brought in the third bloody world and now that's what they've become? I remember walking the streets of Stockholm, excuse me, back in about 2014, 2015, 2016, those kind of years. And, in the early part of that period, it was okay. It was relatively peaceful. Around about 2016, it started to change. And there was on the London, on the sort of the metro, the underground, there was criminality beginning to pop up. And up in the Malmo, which is a sort of as far away from Stockholm as you can get, you had, large areas outside the center of Malmo, which were comprehensively diverse and ethnicized. And there was a lot of violence. And you see, this is the thing that liberals don't understand. If you bring the third world into the first world, they don't become first world citizens. They stay the same. But the third world then manifests itself in the first world. That's what Sweden is basically experiencing. And short of mass deportations, there's nothing that can be done to stop it. So this is the problem about being such an absolutely cucked nation, that you don't realize that if you're not prepared to defend your own country, then you will lose your own country. And I mean, the Swedes are, historically, they are a very, easygoing people, laissez-faire, live and let live, all of that. That's kind of what they are. They're also very civilized people. They are very nice people. And every time I've been in Sweden, I was always really impressed by the actual Swedes. But, you know, it's been almost, I suppose it'll soon be 10 years since I was there. And 10 years of mass migration completely changes these places and they start to become unrecognizable. And then the natives understand that things have gone wrong. But what do you do? How do you cope with the fact that a country known for being peaceful and known for being, law-abiding, is you have rampaging gangs going through the streets, firing their guns, exploding their bombs. We have had, of course, the famous jihad attack we had in Stockholm. I mean, how do you deal with that? In what way can that be reversed? And I think the answer is it's going to be very difficult for them to reverse it. And in the process, by virtue of the fact that they've gone along with their liberal largesse, they've basically destroyed their own country. Right, sorry about that. Had just a temporary break owing to a dog barking extremely loudly and annoying me in the background. Sweden, the Swedes are basically going to meet their Waterloo, as far as I can see. by virtue of the fact that they weren't prepared to defend their country. They foolishly opened it up to people who've got nothing in common with them in any regard. But those people have been proliferating. And of course, we have the normal thing we see in every other Western country. Swedish birth rates have collapsed, but the ethnics moving in, oh, their birth rates are spiraling right up. They can get themselves all that good welfareism, which the Swedish state bestows upon these people. So in a way, you know, Sweden's just one example of what's happening across the West. It's the collapse of the West because it allowed millions of people who are totally unsuitable to live amongst us, to become amongst us. And now that the consequences are measured in gun battles on the streets, in bombs going off, this is the new diverse Sweden. And, you know, as I say, unrecognizable from that only 10 years ago. So you give it another 20, 30 years, what will Sweden look like?